afilu b'kemaiso, that even in the first case, the Chum say, when you're going to invite your friend over, and you mean business to tell him if you don't come, I'm making a ned that you can't have enjoyment from me, the Chum say that's not called nidrei zeruzin, but rather the person really means it, and the neder is chal, even in the first case. Says, so, shema minif meir, we have a proof that pligi rabbonin alei, the rabbonin do argue on your blazer ben Yaakov. So, shema minif, from here we have a proof that there is a machloikis between the rabbonin and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. But even so, the Gemara now asks, my heavier law, but I'll call upon him, what's the maskona? What's the halacha? Like we asked two questions before. First of all, we asked, true, does the rabbonin argue? And then even if they do argue, the second question was, who do we paskin like? So my heavier law, what's the maskon? Who do we paskin like? On this, the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Yom Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Halacha k'Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. We take a paskin like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Chayn Yom Rav Ada Baravu, Halacha k'Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. That these cases are called Nidrei Zeruzin, and the Neder is not Chal. There's no Pivli B'Shovin. You did not really mean to make your property usher on your friend. You only meant to give him a little push to make sure he comes over to your house. And even if it doesn't come, the nether is not chal. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this. Nidrei havoi. If someone makes a nether of havoi, means like an exaggeration, and we'll see two cases soon. Nidrei havoi, something that does not, is Omar, if he says, Kainim, I'm making a nisa nether, that I can't eat something. Im loy re'isi b'derech hazeh koyler mitzrayim, if I did not really see from this small road, came out people, as the amount of people that came out of Mitzrayim, the 600,000 people, or else he says, if I did not see Nochosh, a snake, Kekuris Beis Abad, like the beam of the Beis Abad of an olive press. You have olives, and you put a big, smooth beam over it to make the olives, to press down on the olives to make the oil. And the Gemara explains, really what you mean to say here is not so much as the size of the snake, but rather you mean to say you saw a smooth snake, which is not possible. We do not have any smooth snakes like a Koras Beis Abad. Still, the Mishnah says the nether is not chal, like you do not really mean to make the food usher on you. So the Ran explains there are two chidushim to this Mishnah. The first case means that a person exaggerates. And that's really the truth. Like, really, all you saw was just 100 people come out of this road. But since to you, it's such a large amount, 100 people, a big, like, mob, you meant to say, really, that you saw a lot of people. So people exaggerate and say they saw Kiyotze Mitzrayim. So you're not saying false. You really take a saw that way. That's what you meant to say. So therefore, the nether is not chal. You're allowed to eat the food because you made a nether to say, I can't eat this food if I did not see this much amount of people. But we say that's what a person means when he says that if he did not see, he meant to say the food is not also. Because really what you saw is called Kiyotze Mitzrayim. In your language, in an exaggeration, that's what it's called. The second case is a little bit differently. People don't exaggerate that way because it's not possible. Like you can't have a snake that's smooth, a smooth snake that Gemara will say, will explain, like a Koras Beis Abad, like there's a big beam you use to press down on the olives. So the Ran explains, so why is the nether not chal? The Ran says, because the person doesn't really mean to make the fruit also. Because if what he really meant to say, like he's saying, peaches should be also to me if I did not see this type of a snake. Now really he did not see the snake. So really it should be also to him, peaches. So the Ran explains, no. If that's what it really meant to make peaches also, he should have said it. He should have said that I'm making an this and that I can't eat peaches. Why do you have to say with such a type of a tanai, as if to say if I did not see such a snake, which is not possible? So we say rather what the person meant to say is that the peris, the fruits, should not be also on me. But all he means to tell us is something strange. He wants to tell us the strange things. He wants to tell us that he saw, at least that we should believe him, at least he thinks that we can believe him, that he wants to tell us now a modern thing that he says he saw a snake that's smooth like the beam of a Beis Abad, even though it's not possible, and we know for sure he didn't say it. But our koponim, that's the chiddush, the person did not mean to make the fruits usher. He only wants us to believe what he says. So therefore, that's the chedusha of this Mishnah, that both of these types of nedarim, the fruits are not also, you do not need a heter nedarim. is part of the first mission of Abor Nedorim, do not need a heter. This is the second type after Nidrei Zeruzin is Nidrei Havoy. Now the Gemara says, Tonim will not to the Braisa, that Nidrei Havoy Mutarin. Like our Mishnah says, it's Mutar without a heter Schochem. And Shvuas Havoy is Asurin. Mashenkin, if you make a Shvu, if you swear, and we'll soon see what the case is, then our Geister is it's Asurin, and the Rana of the Geister, no, still it's Mutarin. And the Chiddush is that even though a Shvu is Muhammad, like we had before, the Pasuk says, Lo Yenaka, Hashem won't forgive you, still we say when you swear these ways, you do not mean to make the food Asur on you, and still it's Mutar. So now the Gemara, let's see, the Gemara explains. Hechidami, what's the case we're talking about here? Hechidami Shvuas Havoy. What's the case that you're swearing like an exaggeration, Havoy? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Diyoma, you say, Shvuas, Tam, you swear, that im loy reisi b'derech hazeh, that if I did not see in this road, Koyle Mitzrayim, that's the Shvu you're saying. So Gemara asks, made them come, like he's not saying anything. Usually a Shavua, you swear, means you will do something, you won't do something. You have to swear about something. Just on that you swear that you didn't, if I did not see, like what are you saying? It's not a Shavua here. Made them come, is not saying anything. So Rabbi Abaye says like this. The Yomer meant to say like this. Shavua, he swears, Shira Isi, he's swearing that he did see an amount of people of Kiyotze Mitzrayim come out of this road. So that we say it's muteris the way the Ram's Girsar is. In other words, it's mutter, he's not saying a lie, because people exaggerate. And it's true what you're saying, that you did see a lot of people coming out of this road, even though you did not see as much as really Yetzim Mitzrayim, but that's the way people talk. Omule Rava said back, and came, if so, Lomali Lameimer, like what's the Chiddush then? Pshita, what do you have to say it for? V'yoid, and second question is, Dumya the Nedekatani. So the Ran explains, in other words, by Shavua so far, you only have to do with the first case of the Mishnah, of an exaggeration. Mashenka, and the second type, by Anochesh Lechur, that doesn't apply by Yeshua. So the Mar is asking, it's not true? It says, V'chein Mashma, the same way you have two cases by Nedarim, the same two cases should apply by Yeshua also. And according to this first terrorist that he swears that he did see, so if he says he swore, that he saw a nochers, it's not true, it's a sheker, it's a shuah shov. So how could he say it's like muteris? Zephyr Gemara says like this, Eluam Rav, Rav says like this, V'yoyim, we're talking about now, that you're saying, Yasru Peris Oilam Alai, that you take making a shvuah, that you will not eat fruits. B'shvuah, with an issa shvuah, Im loy risi b'derech hazeh kolor Mitzrayim, if I did not see in this road, the amount of people that went out of Mitzrayim, and then the same Chiddush would apply, I swear that I will not eat fruits if I did not see this type of a snake. And in both cases, it's not Asur, you're allowed to eat the fruits, because then it's good, the same Chiddush that applies in the Mishnah by Nedarim applies by Shavu also. That maybe it's a Shavu, a Shav, true, like you're swearing that it's something that can't be, you did not see this type of a Nachash, you did not see this type of a snake, a smooth snake, but I call upon him, you do not want to make the Isser that you can't eat the fruits, because all you mean to do is you want to swear that we should try and believe you that you really saw something, but you do not mean to make the fruits also. That's the Chiddush here, that a Shavuah Havoy is also Muteris, and you're swearing that fruits should be also to you if you did not see these two things. So when you say that you saw Yetzim Mitzrayim, that's good. We say, really, you saw a big mob, a lot of people coming out, and you call that amount of people exaggerate, and call it Kiyotze Mitzrayim. And the second Chiddush also, even though you swear that it should be yosef to you to eat fruits, if you do not see a type of a snake that's smooth, and really you do not see it, but we say you do not mean to make the fruits usher on you. You only mean to tell us such a statement that you saw such a thing like that. So even though we know you didn't, and it's called a Shvu, a Shov, but we say, you do not mean to make the fruits also. Because if that's what you meant, you just should have swore not to eat fruits. Here we say what the Ran says, you mean to tell us this modern statement. Therefore, what you're saying is what you meant, and you do not mean to make an Issa Peris. So therefore, that's the Chedushim by Shvu also, that the fruits are mutter. Oh, Malay Ravina Rav Ashi. So Ravina said back to Rav Ashi, for Dilma maybe no. V'dilma haigavra kina d'shumshami chaza. Like, who says that's the chiddush here by Yeshua? Maybe really here what the person saw was, he saw an ant hole, and he saw a lot of ants. V'yasek lu shmo oile mitrayim. V'shapeko mishtaba. And he's really swearing the truth here. Like, he swears that he saw keila mitrayim. So, it's not the pshat he's swearing the way we understand him. He's swearing in his own language. Maybe the person himself calls, like an ant hole, we have 100,000s of ants, he calls the Kiyotze Mitzrayim, but maybe it's really cool, he's swearing the truth. The Gemara says that can be Omale, ki mishtaba, when a person swears, adaita didam mishtaba, a person swears the way we understand him. V'yanam le'maskina navshin ashumshimni. We don't talk about people like ants. V'yadaita dinavshay le'yovri, nidizniyam. So in other words, when a person swears to make a shmu, he doesn't say his own type of a language, something that he meant. But rather, whenever we hear somebody swear, there's always the pshat, that's the way he really meant it, the way we understand it. So therefore, since he said that he saw Keilu Mitzrayim, he meant that he saw that much amount of people. So therefore, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that he, or the Brice, even though really he did not see it, but he's saying the truth, because there's a svar of guzma, people exaggerate, that's what he meant to say. And now the Gemara asks the question, is that true? For Yadaita Dinavshal Yavad Inish the Mishtab, is it true that people don't swear according to their own type of a language? And we'll bring proofs, yes, sometimes people do swear according to their own way of speech. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. On top. Okay, in the middle of the Shiloh, if somebody makes a Shavuah, do we have to be afraid? Maybe he means something else. He's talking a different type of a language. That the Mishnah said a Chiddush, if somebody swears that he not the Mishnah, the Gemara, that if somebody swears he saw out of this road come out, the amount of people, like came out of Mitzrayim, so we say it's called a guzma, he's exaggerating. He doesn't mean to lie, he's just exaggerating. So the last Gemara's kasher is no, maybe he really meant it. And he meant to call an ant hole a bunch of people. The kino de shumshimi. Maybe when the person swore that he saw the amount of people that came out of Mitzrayim, 600,000, what he meant to see really is he saw an ant hole and he saw so many ants coming out. So Gemara says no, when people swear, they swear the way we understand them. They don't swear the way they talk, they swear rather the way we understand it. If somebody swears that he saw the amount of people that came out of Mitzrayim come out of this road, really what we hear is he meant to say he swore he saw 600,000 people. And that's not possible. So that's the Mishchidish and the Mishnah, that is an exaggeration. The person doesn't mean to lie. He means to say just he saw a lot of people. Now the Gemara says, is that true?